The chairman of the National Peace Council, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has asked Christians to always probe their inner conscience in whatever they do. Right Reverend Professor Asante said if the percentage of the faithful is anything to go by, then vices such as corruption, greed, hatred, envy, and the pull-him-down attitude which have overwhelmed the country would have been absent. Right Reverend Professor Asante was commenting on the persistent indiscipline, the get-rich-quick and uncompromising attitudes in the country. He spoke to George Ankara.
We live in a very religious country, you know, a country where over 99% of the people hold allegiance to one religion or another, and almost 70% of Ghanaians, according to our population census, profess to be Christian, and about 25.5 or so professing and indeed practicing Muslim. The rest are committed to the traditional religion. So by all stretch of imagination, Ghana can be described as the way Paul described Athens, as a deeply religious nation. Yet when one looks at the rampant indiscipline, corruption, disregard for law and order, injustice of all forms and corruption that define and inform our public life, one wonders whether religion is not only a veneer, indeed a facade that has no deep roots in our innermost being. Surely, as religious people, we go through the religious emotions and formality. We frequent the chapels, the mosques, and the temples. We pray, we worship, we fast. Indeed, we put on the form of godliness. But it seems to me that by our public lives and by our discipline and by jealousies and the kinds of things that we do, our lack of respect for the law and order and the things that we do, we seem to deny the power of the very religion that we profess. And this is a very serious matter. This has come about because our Christianity, our religion, is not skin deep, because we do not seem to live by the tenets. We profess to be Christian, but we do not live by the way, the very things that we are committed to. From the Christian perspective, I'm a Christian. The Bible says that those who are committed to Christ, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, that person has become a brand new person inside. There must be a transformation, and that transformation must have taken on a public character. It must involve the way I work. It must involve the way I do things, my relationship with other people. But it seems to me that we have reduced Christianity to slogan, and we are doing all these things, but we have not allowed it to inform the inner being so that we will truly live it out for people to know. By the fruit, you will know them. That's what the Bible says. And we should bear the fruit out of our Christian commitment.
Most of the time, I'm looking at even days that are not Sundays, you find majority of us meeting to discuss the Bible and to pray. We fellowship and we sing praises to God. We sit in front of the pastor, the church. But soon after we leave, then we show these traits of jealousy, envy, greed, hatred, and that sort of thing. Why is it so? Is there anything wrong with us?
No, this is not the very first time that in the Bible, the very first time that these things are happening. In the Bible, you find the prophets lamenting that these people worship me with their lips, but their hearts are turned away from me. Religion has become an instrumental thing. It seems to me that sometimes we need to blame ourselves, those of us who preach the word. We give the impression that come and believe in the Lord and material gains will be yours. And a lot of people are flocking into our churches expecting some great things to be done. Again, it is more of a sign of civility to be associated with churches. When people die and people who have not even played any key role in the church, when their relatives are fighting to get them church or buried or with church services because they know that if this is not done, it will be a disgrace. You see how we have reduced religion to pure materialistic kind of things. But I think we need to go deeper than that. We need to understand that even though those things are important for us as human beings, the true essence of religion is a commitment that affects the inner being and that transforms our public life so that people can see the things that we do and give praise and thanks to God.